how important is detoxing, at least on some sort of regular basis, and what should that schedule be for the average person? I know that's kind of hard to answer, but...
Well, you know, you see a lot of programs that are promoted recommending go on a three-day detox. Mm-hmm. You're going to have... People may initially feel good from that three-day cleanse, so to speak, but detoxification is an ongoing daily process. And so with our clients, I'm always teaching them, detox should be ingrained in just the way you're living and the way you're choosing your foods. If you're not choosing foods that support the liver's detoxification process, going off of all foods for 3 days isn't going to be the magic bullet that a lot of practitioners tout, or a lot of companies will have like three-day cleanse products. When we talk about detoxing, we're talking about giving your liver and your whole body real food. You know, raw milk is one of my favorite detox foods, so to speak, because raw milk is not only high in all kind. I just, in fact, talked to Mark McAfee's wife, who was explaining to me that they're learning now that we have over 2,100 specialized proteins just in raw milk. And when you pasteurize raw milk, what happens? They're all destroyed and denatured. But real milk is a classic food that should be considered necessary for detoxification. It's one of our highest sources of glutathione outside of what our liver makes itself. So I highly recommend that clients be using, or anyone, be using foods that are high in vitamin A, which your fat-soluble vitamin A is only found in animal fat. So that would be your cod liver oil, raw cream, raw butter, raw cheeses. Egg yolks are a great source. Those are absolutely essential for the liver to perform its nightly and daily function of detoxification. And we get into other home therapies, and I'm actually going to be talking about them over the weekend, but we get into home therapies that can support detoxification. But detoxification is dependent upon a lot more than just doing castor oil packs or saunas or coffee enemas. Detoxification also is very dependent upon your body being on a very natural cycle of sleep. So sleep is really important. Getting in bed, actually getting to sleep before midnight is really important. I encourage people to try to be in bed by 9 so that their body has an opportunity to get into a restful state before the liver is more active in detoxification, which is around midnight to 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Also that you're eating dinner ideally by 7, and then you give your body a chance to process all of that food before it's too late in the game and starts interfering and kind of cutting into that time that your liver would be processing your toxins, that all of us, no matter how pure our diet is, we're all being exposed to toxins every time we take a breath of air.